to shows, Whirly Pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle, there's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave. You're so sway. Shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It's Friday, the 16th of April, 2021, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, we look at some of the local documentaries premiering at Doxson next month, and the local summer youth theater programs are gearing up on Callboard. It's the Radio for Shut-Ins version of Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music. And it starts right now. Don't touch that dial.
Watching your love fade away.
20th anniversary edition of the Doxa Documentary Film Festival is streaming online across Canada from May 6th to 16th, and several Vancouver filmmakers are premiering their works. First up is Someone Like Me by Sean Horler and Steve J. Adams, Vancouver filmmakers who are interested in stories about social and criminal injustice, particularly with regards to the LGBTQ2+ community. Someone Like Me is a special presentation in the Rated Y for Youth program. Spotlighted in Doxa's Justice Forum, The Meaning of Empathy is directed by friend of the show and a former stage daughter of your host, L. Maya Tailfeathers, a Vancouver-based filmmaker and actor and member of the Kanai First Nation in southern Alberta and the Sami in Norway. I hope I said that right. Whose recent works include the acclaimed feature The Body Remembers When the World Broke Open. And Doxa is also hosting the BC debut of Into Light, a short doc shot in Yellowknife by West Vancouver's Shiona McDonald, a Canadian Screen Award-winning director, writer, and producer. Between May 6th and 16th, you'll be able to watch all these films in the Doxa 2021 film program from your own comfy chair. Films will be available to watch on demand for the duration of the festival. And for all the details, including list of the films, ticket packages, and how to watch from the comfort of your home, go to doxafestival.ca.
Thank you.
Isolation Suite, the audio series by Tim Carlson. It's a theater conspiracy Rumble Theater co-production, a hybrid of rock and roll, poetry, and drama that sonically explores survival as a creative act. It introduces us to Undone. This aging, isolated musician is going gray fast, not just physically, but socially, psychologically, even technologically. Ghosted by friends and society at large, he fades towards invisibility in a Vancouver that seems increasingly surreal. Featuring live music by Cold Calculi, that's Tim Carlson and Christy Watson, Isolation Suite captures the soundscape of Undone's descent into grayness, the noise and confusion that inspires music. Originally slated to make its stage debut this spring, the pandemic forced a pivot and a reimagined way to present the piece. Leaning into the sonic side of the show, Isolation Suite is now a six-part audio series, accompanied by music videos and a multimedia website. The world online premiere of Isolation Suite is April 15th, and it's available as part of the Isolation Suite experience on isolationsuite.ca. It'll also be available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other major platforms.
Treat me like the way I used to. And when will I see the feelings right in front of me? I know they're out there, I know that you care, but people run away and I'm scared. But honestly, the truth is that I just wanna be like her and all of her stars. She dances in the moonlight, not afraid to fall apart. And all of your tears seem to dry as she smiles like the sunrise, giving you no reason to cry. Oh, how I long to be like her. I know what you're gonna say. You feel this way. Trust me, I know what I've seen, and people seem to have a hard time seeing me. Like last night when I saw her there, laid in your bed, hand in your head. I tried to speak, say he's better off without you. Lose me, I tell him, 'cause you show on more. But I am safe as I turn away. Honestly, the truth is that I don't need a thing but you and all of your scars.
Rice and Beans Theater presents the world premiere of Yellow Objects, written and directed by award-winning playwright Derek Chan. Part digital experience, part theatrical installation, Yellow Objects invites audiences to question our responsibility to future generations by stepping into a Hong Kong of two eras, 2019 and 2050. Inspired by the ongoing pro-democracy movement in Hong Kong and the Chinese government's oppressive enforcement of the national security law, audiences can step into the world of Yellow Objects through the shoes of protagonists Sandra Wong and Uncle Chan. It all starts online with a series of short digital narrative adventures available April 19th. Then, starting May 4th, at the Fire Hall Arts Center's courtyard at Goran Cordova, viewers can witness the rest of Sandra and Uncle Chan's journey with a trip to the Chinese underworld and beyond, culminating in a final act of political defiance against tyranny. Sounds like fun. You can find out more about Yellow Objects by going to riceandbeanstheater.com.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Cinevolution Media Arts Society announces the return of their flagship annual event, Digital Carnival Z, a festival of cutting-edge media and art for audiences of all ages. The festival will be headlined by Union, an exhibition and experience created by critically acclaimed artists Nancy Lee and Kieran Bumber, held at the Richmond Art Gallery from April 24th through the 5th of June. Set in the year 3000, Union imagines a world in which the nation-state has collapsed and viral air pollution limits habitable space and physical contact. All digital information has been lost, and most print material has been used for fuel. Cultural memory, passed down from generation to generation, remains dormant until accessed through sacred ritual of spiritual union, such as weddings and physical intimacy. Union is about two beings discovering their ancestral memories through the longing for touch and rituals practiced in their post-apocalyptic wedding ceremonies. You will become immersed in this new world via a series of experiences, including a two-channel short film installation, 3D printed sculptures, propaganda messages, and a virtual environment that can be experienced online. Find out more. Go to www.union.land.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
IMGX Installation Dance and Art at Presentation House Theater is a dance show about imagery, from literal to figurative, and that connects audiences virtually to video, art, and performance. The dance piece will live stream in real time from the theater on April 24th at 7 o'clock. The event also invites audiences into a free virtual gallery from April 21st to 25th. Livestream tickets are available via tickets.phtheater.org, and more information about Presentation House and show details can be found at phtheater.org.
I'm gonna take a big chance right now. I'm gonna make a choice. Remember, it's your choice.
yeah, hey. You know, yeah, walk up and in this bitch, yeah. Hey, hey, yeah.
Money and bitches, I live for fame and the riches. So if you get in my business, then I might sell it off. I've been back on my dick shit, I'll make you pay for a witness. Don't ever ask for forgiveness or I'ma get involved. Shawty so in love with my designer. Saw my dip and then she let me get behind her. I live for fame and the riches. So if you get in my business, then I'ma set it off. I've been back on my digit, I'll make you pay for a witness. Don't ever ask for forgiveness or I'ma get involved. Get the paper and chase it. The handy got me so wasted. Back when we rolling and blazing, just down on all of y'all. Don't let down your defenses. They call me, you know the man is your shawty. Hop in my mansions and then she get me off.
On the block, they got smoke 25 apiece. On the block, they got smoke, no vitamin. Shake a nigga like a handoff. Rob a kid in my mama's house. No restart and I finish. This really took a minute. 30, we grab it and split it. Everything I wear is too expensive.
Shawty's so in love with my designer. Saw my drip and then she let me get behind her.
We are rolling. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Theater Terrific and Maryford's Journey present Intimacy, produced by friend of the show Julia Shedvanoska and Maryfair Douglas. It's a production that's going to be happening in August virtually through Zoom, and the auditions are Zoom as well. The auditions are actually happening today. The official deadline for submissions was yesterday, but I often like to just, you know, send the word out anyway, just in case they haven't got everybody they wanted to look at, and you know, you still might have a chance. Anyway, what they're looking for is an actor, male actor, mid-20s to early 30s, to play the character of Lucas, who is romantic and a passionate historian. He's very lonely and speaks three languages, French, Spanish, and English. So if you have a basic understanding of French and Spanish and English, that would help. Send your emails, your headshots, your resumes, your questions, and all that stuff to Zongoscomp, which is spelled X-O-N-G-O-S-C-O-M-P at gmail.com. Place des Arts Summer Theater Troupe. This year they're doing a Grimm's Fairy Tales Inclusive Reimagining. This is under the direction of Molly Beatrice. They're selecting a company of up to 10 young actors aged 15 to 18. And by 15, they mean 15 by the 12th of July. So what will happen is this group will select three of Grimm's fairy tales and then reimagine them through the lens of the present day. The pieces will take shape depending on the interests and values of the cast. It'll be a collaborative project with an emphasis on learning, ensemble building, methods of theater creation, and performance skills. They're looking for young actors with a strong commitment to the piece and a willingness to have fun. They value anti-racist, anti-oppressive, and accessible practice, and they encourage applicants from BIPOC, LGBTQ1A2S+, and or neurodiversive artists. Online auditions are being accepted now through May 1st. So just send in a video submission with an introduction, your name, your pronouns, anything you want to say about yourself. Then do a contemporary monologue of 1 to 3 minutes. Then do a creative challenge. This is an interesting part. What they ask you to do is tell your favorite fairy tale in 2 to 5 minutes. You can pick any fairy tale or folk tale you want, but you have to change the ending. It's entirely up to you how you change the ending. You know, you could talk about how you hoped it would have ended, or how you thought it was going to end when you first heard it, or how it would end if it was a comedy, a tragedy, science fiction, horror, etc. It can go anywhere that your imagination takes you. Just tell the story from start to finish with your new ending. Take 2 to 5 minutes. Doesn't need to be memorized. And don't worry about the quality of recording either. You can use a smartphone or anything else that you've got. But if you don't have access to a camera, video camera, phone camera, anything like that, get in touch and they will find an alternate arrangement for your audition because they want to hear from you. They will be following all the provincial health guidelines for COVID-19. And that's throughout the entirety of the project. If you want to find out more, you want to send in your submission and all that stuff, get a hold of Michael Farah at the Place des Arts Program and Events Coordinator Office. And his email is mfarah, which is M-F-E-R-A, at Place des Arts, which is P-L-A-C-E-D-E-S-A-R-T-S .ca. Delta Youth Theater. Their pre-professional youth theater program is getting underway for dedicated students who want to learn from professionals and to have fun in a focused and safe environment. Students will rehearse and perform a musical that requires strong singer-actor skills. Students will be encouraged to discover their own unique talents and how these can be translated into a dynamic stage performance. This year's production is Matilda by Roald Dahl, directed by Tony Barton and Tracy Neff. It'll be up in November at the Genesis Theater. The auditions are happening now until the 1st of June, and you can find all the requirements and all the information you need by going to deltayouththeatre.com and look for Auditions 2021. Theatre in the Country is doing an online presentation of Sherlock Holmes and the First Baker Street Irregular, written by Bran Goering. The production is happening in May by Zoom, and the show is going to be an online costumed readers theater. They have done over 30 this year, and they are having a wonderful time and want you to be a part of it as well. The auditions are this weekend, April 15th to 17th. They need some great young teens and 1 6- to 8-year-old and active parents to play some key parts in the show. If you want to find out more, go to theaterinthecountry.com/auditions. There's a form to fill out and all the information you need. And if you have any questions, you can contact Reg Parks, reg@theaterinthecountry.com. If you want details on these or any other audition notices, you can go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can send it to daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com.
Oh, sinner, do not stray from the straight and narrow way, for the Lord is surely watching what you do. If you approach the devil's den, turn round, don't enter in, lest the hand of the Almighty fall on you. He'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
Yes, God will fuck you up if you dare to disobey his stern command. He'll fuck you up. Don't you know he'll fuck you up? So you better do some praying while you can. Long ago a man named Lot had a wife he thought was hot, but she could not stop her black and sinful ways. You know it was her own damn fault when God turned that bitch to salt. That's the way he used to work back in those days. He fucked him up. He really fucked him up when the people went and turned their backs on him. He can fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
No shit, he'll fuck you up. Just like he fucked the people up back then. I used to have a friend named Ray who walked that evil way. He cursed and drank and broke his neighbor's fans. You know Ray was full of some sheep were over there, and he knew them in the biblical sense. God fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
He went and fucked Ray up. Went and paid him back for all his wicked sins. He fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
Fucked that boy completely up. Now he's married to a Presbyterian.
So that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Music today was by Barbizon, Dew, Savannah Reed, K.W. Miller, Madeline Reed, Culture Shock, The Pack AD, Tommy Tone, Uno, and John R. Butler. The theme music is by The Ventures and The Tornadoes. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings in these wacky times, check out Theater Wire, createastir.ca, and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet. And listen to the Arts Report every Wednesday at 5 right here on CITR. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, search out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And you can also find us on player.fm. And remember to like, share, and subscribe because Sharon deserves it. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Bepi Crespin at 2, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This is Ira Glass of This American Life. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I have no idea what that means. Somebody just asked me to say this.